Hey, y'all. My name is Jeff. I have a new life in Christ. I'm recovering from lust, idolatry, and fear of man. Thanks, guys. My life before Regen, from the outside looking in, probably looked pretty normal. Married, two children, a great job, and on a career path that far exceeds the expectations I had growing up. I had great friends that I've known since I was 10 years old. I travel and take big vacations with my wife and kids, and pretty much got to do whatever I wanted. I attended church a few more times a year than just on Christmas and Easter, and back then, that was enough to say that I was a Christian and walking with Christ. But beneath that surface layer was someone living multiple lives, completely different and separate from one another, and had zero foundation from which he operated. Before Regen, I was the type of person who could lie, manipulate, cheat, and steal without any conscious thought or guilty feeling. I walked through every aspect of life using people, relationships, drugs and alcohol, money, and my own set of deceptive skills to perfect my sin cycles. And they were kept hidden from everyone, especially those closest to me. My thought life was consumed with fantasy conversations, relationships that weren't real, and sexual encounters fueled by images of decades-long pornography viewing. People often use the analogy of wearing different hats to think about something a certain way or putting on masks to fit certain situations. And I had an unlimited combination of both that I could change in the blink of an eye to get the results I desired. After my parents divorced, we moved every year until I was 10 years old. Moving to a new school every year throughout my early development years taught me how to make friends quickly and to leave them without saying goodbye. I learned how not to get attached, how to survive being alone, and would often spend hours after school by myself until bedtime. In middle school, I simultaneously dated two girls, one in my grade and the other a senior in high school. My friends thought highly of me dating an older girl, and that fed my young ego in ways that I never knew existed. This pattern of duplicity and dishonesty would continue into adulthood, and monogamous relationships were non-existent. I thought when I got married, I'd be able to settle down and be faithful. My focus until then was to live life and experience as many sexual encounters as possible. I first started drinking alcohol in the eighth grade, accelerated my drinking into college nearly daily, and that carried forward into my adult life. Always thinking that I didn't have a problem because I wasn't getting too drunk and I wasn't hurting anybody. I started using drugs in high school and would often use them to escape my emotions of sadness, low self-worth, and any type of responsibility for my actions. In college, daily drug use of all types was normal. This also continued into my adult life because I so arrogantly told myself that I could quit at any time, but would repeatedly let myself play victim to another secret addiction. My first exposure to pornography came from my uncle when I was 8 and would grow into a daily habit of masturbation. This continued into my adult life, and following the same trend of secrecy as my other addictions, was also kept hidden from my wife and everyone else. Living behind this facade with the absence of God in my life led me down a destructive path of daily drug use, alcohol abuse, pornography, masturbation, and regular premarital sexual encounters. Even after two severely bad car wrecks that should have been wake-up calls, I still didn't slow down. People-pleasing felt good and was such a driving force that I sought attention from anyone that would give it to me, allowing destructive relationships to influence my path. I learned how to use people to get what I wanted, which usually took multiple forms of manipulation and lying. As a waiter in my early 20s, I learned how to make money quickly, affording me the material things in life and getting them in short order. I stole from previous employers, sold drugs to make even more money, and to feed my substance abuse habit. I obsessed over the attention from women. There I was, 23 years old, unmarried, living a duplicitous lifestyle full of sex, drugs, and selfishness, operating with the notion that I may not make it to live to be 30, and my girlfriend got pregnant. We discussed our options, even going so far as to schedule the abortion. I remember breaking down and saying this was 49% my decision and 51% hers, only because she was carrying the baby in her body, but that my stance was not to do this. I wanted her to have the baby and we would figure the rest out. So we got married. And I carried all that junk and brokenness and sin from my past right into a new chapter. For 13 years of marriage, I still abuse drugs, alcohol, and pornography, and engage in illicit affairs with women in secrecy, keeping it all hidden from my family. The thing that brought me to Regen was being a serial adulterer. I first confessed this to my mentor, who at the time was in step 12, and like all good friends and mentors, he told me I was going to confess to my wife and let God take control of the consequences. I remember him saying, "Jeff, you've been risking everything, chasing something that is fake. Now it's time to risk everything to find something that is real." I remember my first night here. I had confessed to my wife and we were separated. I was sleeping on my mentor's couch some nights and a mattress on the floor at my mom's the other nights, living out of the trunk of my car and was willing to do anything to get back into my house. Being separated from my family was the darkest time in my life, and coming to a 12-step program would certainly make me look good and help me reconcile with my wife. That's right, I was going to use this program to make myself look good and get what Jeff wanted. I would later come to understand it was God's plan for me to be reconciled to him and that he held my wife in his care. A lot of changes happened during the 12 steps. It started in groundwork where I changed my playground and my playmates. I stopped hanging around those childhood friends of 30 years and began to choose men who were focused on loving the Lord. I started listening to Christian radio stations, and admittedly, at first, it was painful. I didn't like the music. but now I recognize the verses from which they get their lyrics. For me, step 3, trust, would be the most impactful lesson. I still continue to learn in new ways. Growing up in a broken home, caught up between parents that disrespected one another and would share the faults of the other to me and my sister, it was hard for me to trust people, even my family. So trusting God with not only my eternity, but my daily life seemed impossible. I came to believe that I cannot change my heart, addictions, and destructive patterns on my own. I'm a man in need of a Savior, and that Savior is Jesus. God offered me freedom from stress, anxiety, fear, guilt over what I had done, the lies I had been telling, and who I was, and that I didn't have to go on living that way. By accepting that Christ died on the cross, was buried, resurrected, and ascended into heaven for me to cleanse me from all unrighteousness, simply because he loves me as his adopted son, I was able to see I was made for so much more. I realized I had God-given abilities that I can use for his purpose. In step 5, I realized my passivity was something that held me captive and a victim to Satan's attacks on me and my family. Getting the courage to fight back with the tools developed in the first 5 steps, I uttered the words a sex addict for the first time and admitted that that was at the core of my sin cycle. The desire for sex was such a powerful force that it controlled how I dressed, how I drove my car, lies I told to get people close to me or far from me so I could operate from behind a different mask. My repentance plan included strategies to reduce the urges by making a covenant with my eyes to understanding God's word for marriage. My wife and I attended Reengage, Watermark's marriage ministry, at this point, where I learned for the first time what a godly marriage looks like. On August 31st, 2015, Watermark hosted a Regen baptism night, and I knew it was my time to take the step and let everyone in my family meet the new Jeff. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." I laid my life down that night at God's feet and let go of all the pain and the shame from my past. I used the word lust in my intro to summarize and capture my sex addiction, along with other ways where it was prevalent in my life. Inventory helped me realize I wasn't just lustful in sexual ways or in my thought life, but also in things such as food, attention and acceptance, and material things and outcomes. If I wanted anything, I would act on my impulse to get it and not consider anyone else or what effect it would have. As my mentor so eloquently put it, I was a Jeff addict. Idolatry. Prior to Regen, I put everything in life ahead of God. Life was a game to me most of the time, so all I cared about were outcomes. I walked around subconsciously manipulating and deceiving people and didn't care about being honest or truthful. I lied to everyone to get their approval. God was something I'd get to later. Probably as I lay on my deathbed, I'd claim Christ just in time to go to heaven. Only in times of needing to be bailed out of getting caught in an affair, or when I drank too much or was too high to focus on the road, would I ask for help from God. God was the old wise man in the sky who knew how to get me what I wanted. Fear of man manifested from a deep desire to be wanted and loved unconditionally. I craved the attention of people and lived under fear of what others thought of me. Their opinion drove my behavior. I walked in fear that someone would not like me, the way I looked or dressed or spoke, and I adjusted who I was accordingly. I learned at an early age how to read people, how to manipulate conversations to come out being liked by everyone. And a few times when people would disagree with me, I would change just slightly enough to get them to like me again, avoiding any and all confrontation, peace-faking my way through relationships. I craved the attention of people. Before a region, my life was shallow and without foundation, and God showed me that I am his son, he loves me, and there's nothing to fear. Proverbs 29:25 says, "Fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe." As a recovering Jeff addict, I wake up each morning, and instead of thinking about sex or ways I can serve myself, I pray. On days when I wrestle with willful disobedience, I put on the armor of God and ask him to show me how I can serve others. My family is my ministry, not my own selfish desires. Since completing Regen, my relationships have been restored. Not to the same place as before, but they are more authentic, more genuine, and transparent. God taught me that through him, these things were possible because he loves me, and I do not have any reason to fear opinions of others and judgment from people. The sobriety scoreboard looks like this. I haven't viewed pornography since December of 2013. Coincidentally, my last affair ended, and I haven't touched a drug since September of 2014, and I haven't had alcohol since December of 2014. But none of this truly matters, as they were all manifestations of the same self-centered person trying to feel what only God could give them, unconditional love. The real struggle remains in my thought life when I start to spiral into what the guys in my group call stinking thinking. I go to two key verses I learned through Regen. 2 Corinthians 10:5, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. I package that with Romans 12:2, and it says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. When Regen ended, I went through MEND, Watermark's Marriage Ministry for Men who have experienced sexual abuse, including early exposure to pornography, and I dove into my sexual past even further. The same uncle who exposed me to pornography at 8, just 2 years prior when I was 6, molested my sister in front of me. It was through this ministry I gained the strength to face the truth about myself and my past and go back through the events and release my old self of any shame and blame. I came to understand that the adult Jeff could not go back and rescue his sister, and that 6-year-old Jeff didn't know what was happening. But from that day on, everyone in my family started acting differently, and I didn't know why. The truth was never talked about, and the web of lies was spun to protect my uncle and my sister. My parents did the best they could. They protected me by keeping secrets and lying to each other and everyone else. As an adult, I learned every person in the family had a different version of that day. It's because of God's love and the love of Jesus Christ and his sacrifice on the cross that I was able to extend forgiveness to my family and my uncle. I spent Super Bowl Sunday with him and shared this story of my childhood and how many of the issues I face as an adult with lust and pornography and masturbation were due to that early exposure. And as I said the words, "I forgive you," he cried. I knew right then he had remembered everything, and I wasn't angry at him. I felt sad for him, and I asked, "Do you have a faith?" and was free to share the gospel with him. And later he confessed to me that day that Jesus Christ was his Savior. The biggest lesson I've learned in regen and mend and re-engage is that there is no unforgivable sin. Not my uncle's, not mine, and not yours. If this is your first time here, know you were brought here by God to start walking closer to him and form a relationship where freedom lives and victory over temptation is the sweetest thing in life. If you're having thoughts of quitting the program, I urge you to finish the race God has set before you. Through regen, I was able to develop a relationship with God, and that relationship has taken on weight. I can feel the Holy Spirit guide me and give me thoughts that aren't mine. We have this funny cadence where he shows me something in scripture or through song, and I go, yeah, that's great, thank you, Lord. And then he shows me again, and I go, oh, that's ironic. And he shows me a third time, and I finally say, okay, I'll do something with it. Amid all of my sin and addiction and brokenness, God didn't make a mistake bringing that baby into my life 15 years ago. I stand here today married to that same girlfriend who's now my faithful wife, who has stood by me through all of this and worked hard to overcome the past when most people would have given up. I stand here today a broken man, still in need of a Savior. Psalm 51:17 says, my sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart you, God, will not despise. My name is Jeff. I have my new life in Christ. I'm in recovery for lust, idolatry, and fear of man. I give God all the glory for what he has done in my life, and I pray he gives you eyes to see him and ears to hear him. God bless you.